Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Currently, I think I'm sitting on 50% accurate. This is where you bring us a life hack, and then A, B, or C, I pick, and not only me, but everyone else on the text line, you get to vote to see if we can guess whether we can guess the correct hack.
That's right. It's a life hack quiz, I think, more so, and then I test the answer to see if it actually works, so you don't have to.
Exactly. So what are we doing today?
All right. Do you wish that you could remove highlighter marks from a book? You know, you buy it secondhand, it's full of highlighted things, and you're like,
look, you're not going to like me, but no. I actually like it because I open the book and I go, oh, I wonder why this was important to the person before me.
Okay, well, some people might annoy them to see it all pre-highlighted. Okay,
fair enough.
So you're lucky because if you want to get rid of highlighter, apparently you can.
Okay.
Now you have to tell me which of these options is the correct life hack.
Okay, here we go.
A. You gently wipe a baby wipe over the highlighter. It will lighten enough to make it virtually undetectable. Mm. B. Dab vanilla essence on the marked parts. Not only will it lift the highlighter, but it will smell good too. Or C. Cut a lemon in half, get some juice on a cotton swab, run the swab over the highlighted text, and watch the colour fade.
Oh, this is actually hard. Normally when you read these out, I'm like, okay, definitely not that one. And then it's kind of like A or B, and then it's like, oh, okay, definitely B or whatever, you know?
Yep.
This one here, all three options don't sound like they're going to work. So, it's a process of elimination. Look, the vanilla one, I don't think that's going to do... But see, it's hard, but I'm going to say, no, get rid of that one.
Okay.
So now I'm dealing with baby wipes or... What was the other one? Baby wipes...
Lemon.
Okay. So the lemon one, you know how you can do those invisible ink things and you cover the paper with lemon and you can see it? Like, it does something
there. I've never heard of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you're a spy kid, you know. Anyway, so I know there's something...
I'm not a spy kid, clearly.
...in that, but I don't think that's the one. Baby wipes, they do get rid of a lot of tough stuff. So I think I'm going to go with baby wipes.
So you're
but
locking...
let it be known that I was almost going to go lemon.
Okay, well, you've gone with A. All right, you can text your answer through to 0429 985 985. What do you think removes highlighter marks? Wiping it with baby wipes, dabbing it with vanilla essence, or putting some lemon juice on it?
Everyone else is saying pretty much C. And they're saying, yeah, I've tried it. It works. Definitely lemon. Lemon juice. It's lemon juice. I've done it myself. They're all coming through. So now I'm like, oh, no. Rookie mistake. I had a 50-50. I chose the wrong one. But
how do you know you chose the wrong one? Okay. That could all be wrong as well.
It's
I have
true.
Not given you the answer yet.
Okay, well, I locked in A. Gently wipe a baby wipe over the highlighter. So?
The answer is... Are you going to give me a drum roll? A lemon!
Oh, see what you did there.
Now,
have you tried the baby wipes?
So I did it yesterday.
Okay. Moving on.
Straight after I used it.
Yeah.
Put the highlighter on and tried to get it off straight away. And then I just did it again then.
Yeah. For the same highlighter patch?
There's three patches. I tried another one twice.
Very scientific.
Here you go. What do you see?
Oh, it doesn't work at all. What?
Now,
it doesn't even come close.
It smudged it. That one's a bit lighter. But what it also did was the lemon juice made it go through to two other pages. Oh, look, it's there too.
Wow, you've made it way worse.
I made it a lot worse. I'm wondering because I use blue highlighter.
I think most people would use yellow.
Yellow. So I've got a yellow one here.
Okay.
So I might try it again. Just went and highlighted with yellow.
Yep.
Didn't work.
In fact, because I was like, oh, maybe we just need to rub a little bit, you know? So then I was rubbing, and then it was taking off the actual print of the book.
Yeah, which is not what you want. Annerie, I agree with you. She said, either way, the page is going to be wet and wrinkly.
Yeah, and then I thought, you know, vigorously, I'll wipe it, okay,
no, but
with
you,
a wipe.
You wiped it with, like, a sanitizing wipe.
Yeah, the closest thing I could find to a baby wipe around here.
You do not use sanitation, whatever that is, on your kid, okay? Do not use that Cleaning wipe.
Parent advice.
Antibacterial. Great. There we go. Do not use the antibacterial wipe on your child.
I will say, though, if you want to get rid of everything on the page.
Text included.
Those are great. They get rid of everything, and now I've got nothing on my page.
Oh, so instead of white out.
Exactly. Just use some antibacterial wipes.
Yeah, except your paper looks all torn up. Oh, look. That could
it's
be
a
life
fail.
Hack.
It's overall.
I find that a better life hack than the lemon juice, to be perfectly
do
honest.
Anything at all.
Does nothing. Don't use
So, everyone that texts through saying C, you're wrong.
So are you.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.